Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Let's turn to 1 John 4 verse 18. 1 John chapter number 4 verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. What's the next statement? Again? One more time? Because fear has what? Torment. And he that feareth is not perfect in love. We have this from NKJV, New King James Version. New King James Version. Thank you. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Let's look at this in Message translation. Brought a new dynamics to it. Message translation. Look at it. There is no room in love for fear. Somebody say, there's no room in love for fear. Say it again loud and clear. One more time. There's no room in love for fear. So well-informed love banishes fear. This is love that is with orientation. Banishes fear. Since fear is crippling, a fearful life, fear of death, fear of judgment, is one not yet fully formed in love. Look at it. It's a well-informed love banishes fear. Why? Because fear is what? Crippling. Somebody say fear is crippling. That is, fear has the capacity to make people become sluggish. And we are dealing with a very serious subject matter today. That's gamophobia. The fear of marital commitment. Okay? Most people don't know that this thing is real. Because people who are held bound by this fear don't have issues with relationship. They don't have issues with relationships. They can go into relationship, but the moment the subject of commitment comes in, you lose them. In fact, you are going to lose the person when you start bringing statements like, it's time to take this relationship to the next level. And what you need to realize is that the fact that somebody is in a relationship with you doesn't mean they are not afraid to marry you. Can I come again? You heard me. You want to hear again? I will say, the fact that somebody is in a relationship with you doesn't mean they are not afraid to marry you. And sometimes the person is afraid to marry the person, because it could be male or female. But some other times, the fellow is not afraid of marrying you. The fellow is afraid of marriage. You or whosoever. And that's when you see that your ex has had three exes after you. To show you that you are, and for those of you who are keeping track of your ex, say, when he left me, he went to Jane. He has broken up with Jane. Then he went to Biola. He has broken up with Biola again. You have not moved on. Okay? So people have fear. They have this fear around the subject of marriage and commitment. And it's real. And the Bible is saying that such fear is crippling. People are moving fast. Everything is going well until commitment enters. It looks like they are now crippled. They start dragging. They start missing calls. Let me not say they. You start avoiding text messages. You see many people asking newly wedded couple, "Just me now, how is it?" The only reason they are asking that question is because they are afraid. And they want reassurance that it's going well, so they can prepare their heart that it will be well also. Where is the lie? It's the fact. I know this because I've been there. In fact, there was a season in my life that I don't attend weddings. If I attend anybody's wedding, I'll be looking at them. These guys are not smart. If you are smart, will you be marrying? I'll be looking at the guy. I'll be pitying him. That this girl is going to complicate your life. Now. I'm telling you. In fact, many of those weddings have had to walk out when time came for them to exchange rings. I can't cope. I can't watch this. Like, I'll be practically shivering. It's a fear. And it's real. And it has different dimensions. Okay? It has what? Different dimensions to itself. So fear has torment. Fear has torment. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3. There's nobody who has that fear that will not come out tonight. Do you believe? Now, Genesis chapter number 3. If I dare say amen. Let's start the reading to verse 8. Genesis 3 verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the tree of the garden. And the Lord God called Adam and said unto him, Where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked." So that means that you can have fear for what is also good. So the fact that you are afraid of something doesn't mean it's bad. Okay? Doesn't mean it's bad. What I want to help you do is to journey into your reality. Is that okay? Journey into your reality and give you a hand by the Spirit and help you out. Is that okay now? Join into your reality, give you a hand by the Spirit, and do what? Help you out of that reality. So I'm going to go straight into the conversation, and I want us to please be attentive. Some people said that fear is false evidence appearing real. It sounds true. Because fear gives you an impression that what you are afraid of is more real than what God has provided. In fact, fear gives you an impression that God is not working. It looks like you just have to be smart and find your way. If not, you can marry wrong. If not, your life can be complicated. As if God had not gone ahead of you to make the crooked path straight. Put your right hand on your chest. Say, I'm not alone. God has gone ahead of me to make the crooked path straight. Say it again. God has gone ahead of me to make the crooked path straight. Gamophobia is the fear of marital commitment, either in male or female. Alright? And people have their reasons why they are not interested in the subject of marriage, or the reasons why they are scared. And it varies from country to country. For instance, many of those outside the country always are scared of marrying. They always have the impression that so that one girl will not come to your life and then just call police when you have one misunderstanding and they deport you. And it looks like a common knowledge around the guys. And you see boys who are of age refusing to marry girls of age, eligible, beautiful, has gotten degrees from BSc to Masters to PhD. Nobody wants to marry them. All those boys, go and marry. Okay? Can you hear me? So people have different reasons why they are not interested in marriage, or why they are scared about it. And you sometimes these reasons can be separated from the experience they've had. See, listen to me. You can't bully anybody into a reality. First, you must understand where they are coming from. See, don't trivialize people's background. Don't trivialize people's experiences. If you see, listen to what I'm saying, if you know the experience some people have, you will not blame them for not wanting to marry. The problem sometimes is that we speak without emotional intelligence. We speak without awareness. We are not in tune with the reality we are trying to deal with. And it's not good. Are you with me? So you can't separate people's fears from their experience. A child that was born in a family where he saw the dad beat the mom till he broke one of the ribs. It affected the lungs. The woman battled with it till she died. You think that girl will want to marry anybody? And that's what I'm still saying. In many African homes, there's no accountability. And things have to change. It has to change from you. Do you understand what I'm saying here? There are very few people who have the opportunity of coming from a background where marriage will interest you. So if you are coming from a setting where you have to fight for the interest, please fight. Don't let the background that has hurt you twice. Don't import the background into your future. See, you must learn to stand up for yourself and declare it. I will be married and I will marry well. And you didn't say that after me. My family will look like nothing I've been through. My home will be heaven on earth. Now, see, I'm not seeing you say it like a fighter. See, I know that many of these things is you practically fighting for your life. Say it again emphatically. My home will be heaven on earth. We're going to enter some deep stuff. Is that okay? Just follow me. Alright? So you can't separate people's experience from their fears. And this experience varies from person to person. Sometimes it could be as a result of wrong pattern. They can count three generations that everybody had divorce. sometimes fourth generation, that the women are back to their parents' house. If there's if a pattern like that exists where you are coming from, you are exempted. If there's a pattern where women will always go back to the room where they grew up from and pack their load there, you are exempted from the pattern. Amen. Those who are waiting for your home to crash, they will wait in vain. Amen. Let me say this to you. Never ignore patterns. Cancel them. Never ignore patterns. It doesn't matter who you are. You must learn to pray. Is that okay now? You must learn to stand up in the place of prayer. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 from verse 3. 2 Corinthians 10, 3. Say, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, they are mighty through God. For the pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations. Look at this. Casting down what? An every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Those thoughts begin to say, you know you fail. You know you too, you crash. You bring those thoughts into captivity. You bring them into what? That is, you lock them down. How do you do that? You don't use thoughts to lock thoughts. You use words to lock thoughts. When the devil begins to bring you those words, you respond by speaking. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is loud where it is coming from. That's why you heard it in your mind. It must be loud where you are saying it from. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You respond out loud. I will marry well. I can't fail. I can't. I am more connected to Christ than to my family. Praise God. The blood of Christ flows in me. The blood of Jesus flows in me. There is no adultery in that blood. There is no immorality in that blood. I am renewed in Christ. I am born anew in Christ. This is my reality. Hallelujah! Oh yes. Let me teach you a tip. Sit down. See, listen. Whether you have a future partner in front of you or no, never you stop saying you will marry well. You must prophetically arrange the person. Listen to what I'm saying. Do you know we used to, people who used to complain, I can't marry the first person, it's not tall, this one is not looking like this. We used to say, we'll give you clay, go and mold your own, let's see what you can mold. But do you know that with words, you can shape who you want to marry? With words. You will see the person, all the qualities you decreed is right here. Yes. All the qualities. Oh, what did God needed to shape Abraham and Sarah? Words. Princess. Father of many nations. And they were becoming what they were calling themselves. Words is an instrument of creation. It can adjust and readjust. Do you understand what I'm saying here? If you marry anyhow, it's because you didn't send words ahead. You tell the person, though I don't know you, but your head is correct. No, you see, it's not real. The way you are, you see, you don't know what you don't, listen. You don't know where I'm talking from. That's the issue. You wake up in the morning. Say, dear future, I don't know you yet, but your head is correct. You are not a dull person. You are kind. You love Jesus. You serve Him. You are blessed spiritually, financially, emotionally, physically. You have it. You have all that pertains to life and godliness. You are see, listen, like I said, the fears are there because you are not assured in Christ. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Do you understand? As a lady, you tell the person, I am the one you love all the days of your life. You better learn how to see in your two sin lele were and beacon. The one who is not at when the goat give birth, after all, they are not doing ultrasound for goats. They will say it's one. If you don't pick what is yours in the spirit, you will take leftover. I affirm it. Listen to this. I'm still going to teach you what to do as a woman when an invader enters your home. There's a way to go about it. The invader will run. You will stand your ground. All the days of your life, I please you. Your attraction is towards me. Mine is towards you. We remove the hands of invaders. All distorting spirits, pick your load and get out. You are assembling things. If you are not praying and doing your own part, how dare you say you are afraid? Why will you not be afraid? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Say, this is the victory we have in Christ Jesus. Even our faith. Do you believe that? We don't marry wrong in this lineage. No. Listen, even in the valley of dry bones, where the bones were dead, scattered, very many in the open, as the spirit began to move, the Bible said there was a great noise, a great shaking, and it brought bones to bones. Even in the valley of dry, there was no misplacement. That when you are done marrying, you look at your spouse. You are not perfect, but I married my wife. Let me bust your bubble. There's no perfect human being anywhere. Marriage now like a father rice. You go see chop stone. Let's tell you as it is. Say, I marry her because the way she walks in church, that girl will have mood swing. She will do some things you will not understand. One time she will refuse to drop change. Married women know what I'm talking about. Married women and change. 5 and 6. I'm not talking from my experience. Say, my money is our money. No, your money is our money. My money. Chai! Women's mathematics is different. Their own math is different. Somehow, it's like money has taste in their mouth. And husband money is sweeter. Okay? And that the Jew said, equation 1 for marriage. Angels don't eat jollof rice. So it means, if she eats rice, she's not an angel. She's a human being and she uses toilet. And sometimes it's not nice. What I'm trying to tell you is that the person you are going to marry is flawed. So, the earlier you accept it, the better. And you too, that is trying to accept somebody, we know what you are bringing to, that you are not perfect. Because sometimes we are struggling to accept the person as if we fell from heaven. You know where you forgot your socks right now. You know that socks is not where it should be. And the shoe. It's going to become somebody's baggage. So at the end of the day, it is two people accepting each other the way they are and journeying towards perfection. The idea of it is friendship. Friends. Not two angels. Two friends. That can sit together and gist and play and laugh and not even know that time is gone. Okay? So, there are three phases in marriage. The first phase, I call it initial dragra. When you just got married. Me and my boo. Ciao, ciao. It's good. You should enjoy it. Is that okay? Don't let anybody use religion to tell you you are being a child. They enjoy their own. And if they didn't enjoy their own, whose business is it? Aha. Enjoy it. Is that okay? Go to Zanzibar. Go to Dubai. Take the pictures and enjoy it. But there's a phase after that one. It's called adjustment phase. And there's a key that opens the adjustment phase. It's called culture shock. That's when you just look at the person It just occurred to you. How come we did it for 5 years? I didn't notice this. So this is how you are. You are shocked that the person that will be leading prayer in church, yaka, kwaka, 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 kukuku. I don't know what you are cooking. You say it's time to pray. By the time you have prayed for 30 minutes, you are wondering that I have wanted to marry a prayer warrior all my life. Guess what? Raw material. You will have to build this prayer culture for the family. This is not church. This is home. In church, there is crowd. Here, the person is relaxed. First, accept the person. Never you say the person was pretending. Because that's where the devil will come in. You accept the person. And then you say, okay, so we can begin from here. This is what? Home. Because the problem is that you want to do copy and paste. Church life at home. Home is real. The cooler ministry you are enjoying. And all that. Anything can happen. Sir, let's stop projecting this idea of marrying perfect people. It's not perfect anywhere. If you don't know what I went through, I'm going to do it for you too. I went through. I said, well, my friends, they now say we should not hold our phone. Because when you talk to a man and he's pressing phone, he's not pressing phone, he's escaping. The problem, the word a man does not like to hear is that I need to talk to you. He's thinking about what? What did I do? And his heart is skipping. But he will not show it. But when you sit down to talk, he will quickly start saying things that will make you happy. So you will not be too hard. But let me give you insider's gist. Marriage is sweet. That's it. I'm an insider. So if you're trying to, those people are married, let them give us past question. This past question. I said this is past question. Marriage is sweet. That's the truth. Okay? But last, the person is human. That thing you are seeing is not likely going to change. That's the fact. I said the second phase is adjustment. And this is where people get frustrated. And this is where homes crack from. Because in the place where you are supposed to be adjusting, many people take on the mission of trying to change the person. The moment you try to change your spouse, you have signed up for frustration. The moment. It is clear, even in the pit of hell, that you'll be frustrated in that home just when you decide to do what only the Holy Spirit should do. The Holy Spirit is the one that walks the walk of transformation. And let me quickly say this. Every family goes through their own rocks. Their moment of misunderstanding. But there are statements that will never go away. Statement like, I regret marrying you. Statement like, it's not your fault, it's because I came to marry you. They won't go away. So many families, see, let me tell you something, and I'll tell you this fact. There are homes that, as I speak, there's nothing you can do to reorganize it. How many of you have fetch water with fetcher? You were born Ajebo. We used to fetch with fetcher. You carry buckets. Go to another compound. You fetch and some of you know the way the rope of that fetcher. They are tied around junk. So instead of trying to lose it, is to cut it. That is the way many families have allowed their life to be. They have allowed too many undiscussed matter, complications that they just have to leave themselves messed up, and they are just there for the sake of the children. Listen to what I'm saying. Usually this happens because people say things that they should not say because of a temporary dispute that will go away. And some women are bleeding. They cannot forgive the man because he has said things, he has hurt them, he has done many things without accountability. And the whole idea of peace in the house is, let just for everybody to breathe, let me say this to you. Anywhere there is no accountability, there is no genuine peace. For peace to reign genuinely, people must take responsibility for their actions. And many men who are claiming to marry witches, they marry a witch. They married a good woman, they turn to that. A man who lacks accountability will make a witch out of any woman. And that's why we are saying, before you marry a man, check his mentality, sir. Ma, is that okay now? I said the second phase is adjustment. Okay? You adjust to the new normal. When myself and my wife first got married, I couldn't deal with the fact that I want to change. Can you excuse me? He said, it's like you don't know you are married. We are in this together. Sometimes I will watch her and run to the guest room, change and come out again. It just, you know, you think when you get married, something will change. Like, I'm now, you know, nothing will change. If you'll have to tell yourself, am I really married? Yes, you are married. You ask each other, so we are really married. You are married. Okay? It's just the new normal. I shared the story with you, the first culture shock that I experienced with my wife when we got married. I don't know whether the 2 Sundays after the wedding. We were at home. And we ate yam and egg the night before. I ate what I could eat. And my idea of food is, if I didn't finish it, it was not in my destiny to finish it. So, it's gone. All things are passed away. My wife's idea from the family is that no wastage. So, she felt the egg was too many to be wasted. So, she put it inside the plate, covered it, put it in the deep freezer. We're eating rice on Sunday. And I was enjoying the rice. Until I observed something in this stew. So, I carried it. That's how traumatized I felt. I carried it. I checked. That's how I was doing. I said, babe. Yeah. Tell me it is not what I'm thinking. Yeah. He said, What's that? I said, the stew. The egg of yesterday. What did you do with it? He said, you know, so that you know, I just recycled it for us. So the way I was saying, you have killed me. You have killed me. My wife was shocked, like, is he more than egg? Where was I acting from? At some stage in my life, I experienced a bit of maltreatment. In the situation where I had to eat some leftovers for a period of time, I swore to God, this will never happen in my life again. Not when I have my own money. I died to that aspect. The reaction I was given was more than putting egg. It was from the trauma. So what causes problem sometimes is not what the spouse has done, but what it reminds the person of. That's why I said heal. So you will not bleed on the person that didn't cut you. The normal human being responds to that thing is that I can't eat this. That's the normal response. Not you have killed me. Do you understand? That's it. Let me share another one. Let me share two more that we experienced. So one time we're going to go out to go with a friend somewhere. So I was calling my wife, babe, it's time to go. She said, don't shout on me. Huh? I said, I didn't shout. Oh. I didn't shout on you. Yeah? So I let it slide. When we came back, and I said, hold on. Your reaction towards me today, I didn't like it. Who did I remind you of that she shared stories? And it solidified the commitment never to shout at each other. Because actually I was not shouting at her. I had to defend myself. In a bad way. I was just happy. The third culture shock we had was, I think, a few days after we got married. Let me share this one before I share that one. I just noticed when we came back from the honeymoon that I'll be looking for my wife in the house. I won't see her. I will search everywhere. I will not see her. Then I will now see her either under the table or behind the curtain. You know what I'm saying, man? She just like those kind of places to have her peace. How? That was a culture shock. It shook me to my bones. Wow. So now I never thought it exists in marriage that I'll be looking for my wife on that table. So if I'm looking, where's Dave? And she will not talk. That one too is a shock. She will not talk that I'm here. No. She will wait for you to find her. You see? I'm just things you will not see coming. Marriage, we go show you behind the bed. We had a space between the bed and the wall. She will line herself there. Doing what? Then one time I look for my wife in the house. As usual, I search under the table. You have to erase chair from my experience. Like, are you there? So this time around, I search everywhere. I didn't see her. I said, Isha can't climb the roof. So finally, I saw her in the store. Dark. Crying. What happened? Did I offend you? New wife. Now, I started bringing you a problem now. I'm making you cry. Really, in my heart, I said, I know that they've said it. I'm a troublesome person. I've started. See what my family is turning to? The words were coming back. I'm telling you as real as it is. 100%. So I said, why are you crying? So he said, I planned that when I marry, I will experiment different food for my husband. Okay. Say, but you, food, you won't eat. I said, calm down. Okay. But then, so it exists that somebody can cry because I didn't eat. Interesting. me that was staying with boys, I will say, Pastor is like, you can't finish that. That was also a shock. So you'll be crying because I did it. Ah, this is love. This is love. Okay? So you will experience different shocking realities. So I told my wife, that before we got married, you hear my messages. When I said fasting is daily, did you think I was joking? I didn't know it's going to be up to this. Sherry. But now, I had to adjust. Because any form of spirituality that you are engaging in that is setting your home on fire is not wisdom. So I had to adjust myself. But now, the issue is that she has become me, I have become her. Like, that's how, I think I was listening to Pastor Kingsley Okonkwo and his wife. I think they were talking about when they were going to get married. The way he used to sleep, he would arrange books that you almost find no space to sleep. But now, she herself has become like that. So in marriage, two will become one, indeed. Those things you are complaining, you will not know when you will like it. Influence in marriage is real. Too real. Okay? But after the adjustment phase, there is the phase of rest called acceptance phase. That's the phase where you realize, I can't change you, but I accept you. This is who you are. I accept. You won't have peace until you get to that phase. As long as you are trying to change the person, you'll be in trouble. Consistent trouble. So how quickly you are to enter acceptance phase, that's how soon your peace begins. Women, protect your husbands. Men, protect your wives. Stop reporting your wife to your friends and vice versa. Protect your homes. The friend today can become an enemy tomorrow. But your spouse is your spouse. Don't equip outsiders with what they will use to destroy you or bring you down. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? So prepare for compromise when you are preparing for marriage. The way I like to sleep with the air condition on and the fan at the highest. Then I will now cover myself with the duvet. As if I'm going to war. My wife will complain. I'll say, okay, I will reduce one. But now she's the champion. I'm the one begging. Please sit down. Because two becomes one. Do you understand what I'm saying here? I said, do you understand what I'm saying? Are you being blessed at all? Are you sure you're being blessed? So there's the acceptance phase where you finally say, this is you. I accept you. Enough of headache. This is you. You see many grandmas and grandpas, there's nothing you want to tell them about each other. Say, Ibakamu. That's who the person is. Okay? Very, very important. So people get threatened with different thoughts around the subject of marriage. Fears like, so this person is coming and my life will change completely. And like I said, we need to join into some very serious stuff. So I said this fear could be as a result of seeing the wrong pattern or experiencing one. Because the first marriage you experience is that of your parents. And if that experience is bad, it will affect you more than they can imagine. So you have to be careful what you do with the experience. And you have to consciously, with the word of God, speak yourself out of it. And like I said, sometimes you need to grab the opportunity when you leave home to value that season as the season of your own transformation. And sometimes you can't experience transformation right in the middle of the problem. You didn't hear that? Yes. Sometimes you can't experience transformation right in the middle of what? The problem. You will have to learn. You will have to. See, I will say some things that are not convenient truth. Sometimes the marriage at home is too bad for any one of them to be your advisor. Advising you is creating the problem. Don't look down them. Don't insult them. Don't call them failures. But just accept the reality. My counsel of having a good home can't be from here. When something is bad, it can't create what is good. That's the truth. There's no sentiment. If you are going to do well in life, you have to separate sentiment from issues. I honor you. I will do all my duty. But the counsel that will build this home can't flow from here. Such exists. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Good. So, the issue of genophobia can exist in different forms. Number one, individuals scared of getting married. Individuals scared of getting married and have made up their minds not to. This person is scared of getting married and the fear included, I will not. That's one of the forms that anybody can be while hearing this message. Number two, individuals scared of getting married but are already about to get married, even with the fears. Individuals scared of getting married but already they are about to get married to somebody, even with the fears. This usually happens in situations where the fellow considers other things more important than the fears, like age factor, like societal requirements, family constraints, or other needs. So the fact that somebody is getting married doesn't mean the fellow does not have gamophobia. So it's not just for singles. Number three, individuals scared of getting married but are already married. And they are being haunted by their fears daily. Individuals scared of getting married, but are already married, and are daily haunted by their fears. Usually in this situation, when the spouse does anything, it reminds them, you see the reason why I never wanted to marry. So that's actually a serious phase. Okay? So you have people who have vowed not to marry at all. Or you have a person who wants to go ahead anyways with the fears. And you have somebody who is married, but the fears are real. So you must understand, if you have issues with fear of commitment or fear of marriage, that your spouse is not the issue. Settle that first. Your spouse is not the issue. You have issue with the institution. And we have to, listen. We have to trace where your own issue is coming from. Because it comes from different sources. So what I mean is that the first question to ask is, why are you afraid? When you hear the subject of marriage, what does it do to you? When you see two people who are married, what happens to your mind? Even when you look forward to it, do you have some iota of fear? Maybe fear of the person taking you out of your purpose. Or fear of the person not being visionary enough. Or fear of the person changing. And sometimes people are not afraid of people. They are afraid of themselves. I can't trust myself. I don't know if I will change. I don't know if I will stop loving. with all the things I've heard, I don't know if I can keep a home. I don't know if I will hurt him. I don't know if I will hurt her. Sometimes they are not afraid of you. They are actually afraid of themselves. Some people feel you are too kind to have them. The question is, what have they believed? Who told you that you are a bag of trouble? Go back to that Genesis chapter number 3 that we read. Go back to that scripture. Let's start the reading again from verse 8. Genesis 3, from verse 8. Are you there? If you are there, say amen. Now look at it. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called Adam and said unto him, where are you? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you are naked? So when you have fears, that you have the tendency of making the life of your spouse miserable, it is because you believed something that somebody told you. And many times those things are not real. They are not true. In a world where people throw words out carelessly, you can't allow those words shaping your own consciousness. People are careless and they speak anyhow these days. Your boss at work. Sometimes even your parents don't understand the weight of their words. And there's something we need to also adjust. In Africa, you wonder why girls are not doing well. We are trying to have, what they call it, is it gender something? Equality. Well, it depends on how that is put. Because anyways, in the original design of God, God made man in his own image, Genesis 1:26-27, male and female created he them. So man is both male and what? Female. No one is greater than the other. It is in marriage that we have leadership. We should not have a culture where a woman is underpaid and the man is paid more. It's bad. If they go through the same stress, they should be paid equally. Is that clear now? But listen to what I want to say here. There is a culture that needs to end. You seem to tell the girl child, look at you. You will not learn how to cook good food because you are going to your husband's house. Is this how you'll be cooking? It looks like everything she knows how to do right, she only knows how to do it right for marriage. So it looks like the girl child is designed from cradle to think that your life has not started till you marry. There's a big niche around that area, and you permit me to offend you a bit. Your purpose as a lady can chisel around guys from your life. Never you think you don't have a say about who you want to marry. Never you think that your life is just going to be paused till he comes, then you now know what to do with your life. Two will work together because they agree. If there will be agreement, it means you are busy too. Never you die to your purpose for marriage. Correct marriage is actually two people heading similar direction, coming together. It is not the union of a fish and a bird. We have too many girls whose lives are paused until marriage. And it's the wrong thing to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, do you understand what I'm saying here? Is this simple enough? Look at you. Sweep. You know how to see. This is how you sweep in your husband's house. So, first thing first. Anybody who knows how to eat good food should know how to cook it. Then second thing, anybody who wants to live in a clean environment should know how to clean the environment. And then for the girls who are shouting, the way your home appears is a function of your mentality. So you are a homemaker. Listen, there's a balance. There is a level in your purpose that your time has become so important. Don't clap. No, it's a dicey point. What I'm doing is a tough job. I know what I'm doing. There's a way you celebrate. I know you have heard me wrongly. There's a point in your purpose that your purpose necessitates outsourcing certain things. It is not your stubbornness that necessitates it. It is your purpose. You have become time have become of essence, and it will be acknowledged by the both parties. Not that both of you are making 50,000. They are saying we have to go and get ourselves. With which money? I can't come and be staining my hands to cut pepper. Then show us that that hand is important in making money. That's the balance. Not that you are now lying down watching Netflix. Do you understand what I'm saying? In all, never outsource parenting. Never outsource parenting. And parenting may necessitate that somebody works remotely, so there can be more time. And it doesn't mean you are failing. I think I need to tell the women, any woman who can hear me now, if you are at a phase in your life, maybe pregnancy phase, you are a nursing mother, that you are not failing. You are just nurturing a destiny. And when you get to that phase, as single people, you can carry yourself, figure it, and enjoy it. But there's a phase in marriage where to look like the world has moved on and you are left behind. Where you look at it that all you do is a child growing in your tummy every day, and the child will kick, and the man who is responsible, you're wondering, my God, what is happening? Your life is not being paused. You are partnering with God in chiseling out destiny. You deserve your flowers. And preparing your mind for the single ladies that that time will come where it doesn't look like your life is moving forward. It looks like your male counterpart have gone ahead. It is actually not easy to be a mother. And it's not so easy to be a man. Okay? So marriage is a journey that requires compromise. You will have to make adjustments. Sometimes relocation may mean that somebody has to resign. Teamwork. Don't marry somebody you are suspecting. Suspecting the person that he wants to eat my money. He wants to depend on my money. Can I give a bit of help and balance? What happens if you are marrying somebody that at the initial phase of your marriage, you as a lady, you are making more money? That is when your virtue will be proven. I have gathered many things that men are afraid of about women, the things women are afraid of about men. I'm going to touch one of the parts today. But there are very few women that can handle a man in his small days and not use it against him. Be that kind of woman. And make sure that the man too is a visionary person. Because when you marry somebody who doesn't have vision, you are like somebody who is waiting for an airplane at Bar Beach. Nothing will land. It is struggle for life. And miracle exists. But for a lazy man, it takes time. So you must differentiate, know the difference between is going through this phase and the one who doesn't have vision. You say you are going through this phase. After this phase, show me what next. Learn to have intelligent conversation, not best food and best color. Okay? Is this simple enough? Intelligent discussions. So I understand you are going through this, my God. We're in this together. But show me how we will come out. One of the ways you will know a man of prospect is that even in his small days, whatsoever his hand tries to do, he does it well. The one that you'll have to be the one say, go and get this job. Go and try this. Go and try that one. That's not prospect. That's problem. Serious problem. A man naturally should be wired to be a provider. If you have to inspire him, hey, try this one. You don't say, well, I will do it because I love you. Shoo. Eh? Ah. Yeah, I'll try because I love you. Say, go and walk. Won't you eat? You don't have to push a visionary man. The vision pushes him. So there is a phase where a man has a vision, but it has not translated to anything serious yet. When you marry a man at that level, support him. When the Bible was speaking, I think Proverbs chapter number 5, he said, don't forsake the wife of your youth. The wife of your youth is not just the woman you marry when you are young. It's the woman that labored with you from when you were small. And dear ladies, there's nothing bad in understanding a man's season, particularly when he has visions. The one who doesn't have a car today can have tomorrow. But is there a vision? That's the balance. When you see together, what he says, does he inspire you? When a man who carries a vision is talking, you know. One of the three elements that a vision is credible. Number one, it is achievable. It's called the ABCs of vision. Number two, it is believable. Number three, it is credible. These three things must be there. Achievable, believable, it's credible. Not like he's saying that, do you know that before 2025, I would have built the first three-bedroom flats in Pluto? Do you understand what I'm saying? We have to get these balances. All right? Very, very important. Are you with me? Are you sure? Are you sure? Some people are just excited. They are not visionary individuals. They say exciting things when they are happy. Unrealistic. Funny stuff. You studied, let's say, English. You say, but the way I'm looking at myself now, by this time next year, I'll be a pilot. Pilot, go. Everyone play me. So quickly, let me give you 9 possible causes of marriage phobia. 9 possible causes of marriage phobia. Are you with me? All right, number one, causes of marriage phobia. Number one, dysfunctional background. We have dealt with that. When you are a product of a dysfunctional background, that is a background that is not according to God's original design and pattern for marriage. Number two, environment. Environment. stay in an environment where the narratives about marriage is bad. The projection, the kind of marriages you are seeing around, none of them is succeeding. Okay? It's also one of the things that can make you afraid. Some people are afraid, not because of what they went through, but because of the kind of environment they grew up. They see men and women, a man and a woman beat themselves and tear their clothes and throw the bag and threw the nylon bag and say, "You came to my house with nylon bag, go back to your father's house." And when you are from such an environment, it can give you a career that is not yours. You just take an ambition, "I will have my money." Then you now go about it in a negative way, with toxicity. The ambition driving what you are doing is actually so that no man can be able to talk to me. Be careful when you have ambition that is a product of pain. "I will have my money. No man can ever talk to me." And you are getting married, but you have already kept some dagger that if at any point you think you can talk to me, I'm going to. These are issues. Do you understand what I'm saying here? These are issues. Number three, trauma. Traumatic experiences. You've seen things you can't forget. You can't get these things off your head. You saw certain sights you should not see. Sometimes we always talk about people seeing their dads cheat. There are children that have seen their mom cheating. There's problem. You see, sometimes we are not, no matter how deep you think this series is, we are still living some safe zones. Okay, what about a child who saw his dad with a gay partner? Don't tell me it doesn't exist. What about a child who sees the mother with a lesbian partner? Okay, what about a child who sees either of them with a minor? Trauma. It is real, sir. And it threatens to affect the way you perceive marriage. The devil takes advantage of it and tell you that, you see, this is how it is everywhere. So you are not exempted. And when you go on like that, you begin to suspect your spouse. You suspect him. You are looking at his every move. There are women who suspect their husband around their daughter. Not for anything he has done, but for trauma. Yes. Oh yes. He can't carry her when she's not there. She can't leave him. He's carrying her. How is he carrying her? Is she wearing this? Oh. From the beginning, it was not so. And you have to know before you misbehave that anything you are doing will be a stigma on your family. So be careful before you do it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Number four, experience with a wrong partner is also another reason why people can be scared of getting married or have marriage phobia. When you probably dated somebody who affected your perception about marriage almost for life. Somebody that you loved with everything and they paid you back with pains. Some ladies have put all their life investment and savings on the guy. Only for the guy to say the girl is too fat. When he was enjoying the money, she's sponsoring him to school. She's beautiful. Now that the girl has finished sponsoring him to school, said he doesn't like her shape. And vice versa. There are girls too. That people are boys who was interested. Sponsored the girl to school, paid everything. The girl will go and marry somebody who didn't see her when nobody else saw her. And becomes a matter. When such person leave, people like that are scared of committing themselves again. More like, once this relationship ends, I can't love again. You can love again and you will. That's just one person. There are billions of replacements. Do you understand? To experience with a wrong partner, an abusive partner, a rude partner, a cheating partner. Oh, you've dated for 6 years, only for to find messages on his phone telling another girl that you don't matter. She's the one he wants to marry. I'm married, but it's you I love. I don't know why you are laughing, but these things exist. They're reality. Sometimes wrong partner could be somebody that they were once married, but they have divorced. The law of life is superior to the law of marriage. If you are married to somebody who is abusive, run for your life first. Marriage work between two living people, not when one is dead. As powerful as marriage is, on the day of your wedding, the oath says, till death do you part. They acknowledge immediately that death can end it. Don't marry the person that will kill you. And if you have married the person that wants to kill you, run. Don't mind any pastor who tells you that when you run, you are sinning. Should they beat them the way they are beating you? Until normally for you, you say, no, it's the truth. We have not gotten some balances as the body of Christ as touching many things. We package people back to their abusive partners, and when they die, we mourn. Hey! These are issues. Number 5. Causes of marriage phobia. Wrong counsel. Wrong counsel. This usually happens when you are exposed to a counselor who is not healed. A counselor who is not healed. Sir, it is not every marriage counselor that can counsel you. There are marriage counselors that are bleeding. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yoruba says that the person that will give you clothes, you check what he's wearing. Don't tell me that mine failed, but I know what to tell you. If you know it, it should work now. And many times, this wrong counsel is from parents to children. You know what I saw under your daddy? Now make sure no man treats you like this. Make sure he doesn't talk to you. And they will put the venom. The reaction they couldn't give, they will tell the child, you give it. If it was good, why didn't you do it? Wrong counsel. Wrong counsel. Bad counsel. Sometimes people love you too much. They will not give you what counsels that is good. I know what I'm saying. Like I know my name. Oh yes. It is not, take what I'm saying. Not every parent is qualified to counsel their children towards marriage. We love you. Sometimes the best they can give is a blessing. Because the counsel will instigate fear, will instigate suspicion, will instigate pain. And, oh dear young man, for this reason will a man leave his father and his mother, and he will cleave to his wife. If you are still reporting your spouse to your parents, you are a baby. You don't deserve to be married. Don't marry a baby boy. Marriage is for men, not bon boy. Any little thing, mommy, and you open your eyes and married him because you are getting older and you have married the one that will reduce your age. Any small thing, mommy. See what Motunde has done. You will spill all that dirty linen outside. Say many things about her, against her. Report her to friends, to families. The one who sells his neighbor cheaply, even the buyer will not trust you. Some men, it is not age that qualifies you for marriage, it is maturity. So that you have crossed 30 doesn't mean you are ready. You may still not be ready at 50. That's the truth. You may still not be ready at 50. So never let anybody tell you that because you are of age. You are of age. Are you of sound mind? Yeah. Because the counsel we give is that, you see, now you're of age, you should go and get married. He's of age. Does it have sense? No, let's be fact and see. When this matter comes down, it is you. Let's help you. Now that we can help you, you bring somebody. We are asking, does it have sense? You say, why would you ask that kind of question? Okay, if it has sense, I was asking the wrong question. That's the truth. You see, I like the way you are laughing. Just make sure you not marry somebody that will take these smiles away. Let nobody put you under pressure that you are getting old. So just marry anybody. Listen to what I'm saying. You can fulfill purpose as a single. But if you marry a wrong person, your purpose will be sniffed. I'm telling you now. I like the way you are smiling. I like the way you are happy. When you come to church, we love the way you dress, the way you look, the bright smiles. We just hope that after you say I do, it is not depreciation we begin to see. That's why we are talking to you now. Because you will have friends who are not depreciating and you will hate yourself. Do you understand? Number 6. Cause of marriage phobia, wrong exposure. This could be exposure to certain movies, exposure to certain books. There are books you should not read. A sadist wrote it. In fact, the person who wrote the book committed suicide after writing the book. And that's what you are reading. Each time you pick the book, you will cry and cry and cry. Oh, you will wipe your tears and read it. There are movies that the storyline, somebody received it in the lowest point of their life. And they give you, you're on the mountaintop, they bring you to the lowest point of your life. You are suspecting your spouse up and down. These are issues. When you marry a person, you are one team. I trust you with my life, period. Nobody from outside can see anything against you. You are my own. That's marriage. Number 7, whether you believe it or not, the 7th cause of marriage phobia will be a spiritual attack. An attack on somebody's marital destiny through the influence of demons. Many of you have been enjoying it until this point because you don't believe that there is something called the spirit of fear. And the Bible said God has not given us that spirit. There is the spirit of fear whose purpose is to destroy the mind before it even starts. You must understand that. There is a spiritual attack. And that's why I'm decreeing. Every attack on your marital destiny crumbles. You will overcome. You will overcome. Number 8. Cause of marriage phobia. Past mistakes. And I need to, this runs a bit deep. So I'm going to try to touch something. Yeah. Oh. Who will I tell the story of my life and will accept me? Who will I tell about my past and will accept me? Will I have to marry and not be totally truthful? Who will hear that I have aborted before and will still consider me a sister in the Lord? Who will hear that I am not a virgin, either male or female? Because in virginity matter, we demonize women and say, boys, it doesn't read meter. Who they disvirgin the girls? My angels. Say, after all, I didn't meet you as a virgin. How do you know the difference? You didn't study anatomy. You did mathematics or physics. How do you know difference? We should suspect you. I'm not trying to promote promiscuity. Hear me well. Sometimes people have fears. Some fears, real fears. And we have to talk about it as a church. How about the marriage of a single mother? If you are a pastor and a guy wants to marry a girl who has a child, hope you won't demonize the girl. I say you want to marry someone who has a child. Having a child before is not sickness. And there is a man somewhere that will marry you and love the child. And it could be vice versa. A man too who has a child while on campus. Where do we stand as church people on this matter? I know you are asking me, at least you, pastor, you too, when you went to marry, you didn't go to look for a single man. No, I have to think ahead of you, so you meet me there. Hold on. If when God had led me to my wife, if she had said she had a child, I would never turn back. That's why I say, life happens to people. The person you marry is not going to be sent from heaven. He's on earth. Somewhere, either eating or something right now as we speak. I just hope the person is also hearing this message. I really hope. Or I hope someday the person will hear it. So life happens to the person. See, sometimes, because of our Pharisee nature, we breed an atmosphere of insincerity. And people just tell themselves, it is what the truth he knows that they will fight. How about I keep quiet? You have to understand that. I love you. God showed you to me in a dream. I saw you. This. You are every. See, no, they lie. You like her. Never bring dream. No, they lie. I hate lies. The other day, as you passed by my side, I saw the angel of his presence waved at me. Lamba. No angel waved at you. You like her. And you have how you like her. The features. It's a lie. I wanted to say an uncomfortable truth. If guys perceive you as beautiful, they will ask you out. So now God is now speaking to all of them. You fine. See, know the lie. I don't like lies. I just want to say something. Because I saw you, this is... The girl now said, but I have a child. You're now sweet. I said, are you a twin? Are you a twin? See, my twin sister has two children. And see, it just shows us that it is foolishness to throw commitment when you don't know a person. It's foolishness. See, what I have for you is love at first sight. See, listen. Let's put the balance. There's nothing wrong in knowing what you can't marry. For instance, I can't marry a woman who is older than me. You know yourself. There's nothing wrong. So that you will not say church pushed you. You will now say, now, I don't love her. See, those preferences is between you and God. I don't know. I don't have any doctrine for you. You can't marry somebody who is big. It's between you and God. Don't go and say you hurt God about marrying somebody you are not emotionally attracted to. God is not a killer of joy. Oh. Emancipate yourself now. Oh. You know that somehow I can't marry somebody who has tribal mark. And this person, no, they... You will not let me teach in peace. You too. Maybe the luck you have is because somebody did not put knife on that face. Is that not the... Were you there? Could you have defended it? If they have put like four Jesus and say you fight lion, give you this. What would you have done? You know what they call a badger? Give you like six. Come to the head and draw it down. But listen, let's balance certain things. God is not a killer of joy. I saw my wife physically once when God began to speak to me. I did not make commitment. I first went to see her. When I went to see her, we sat down. She was talking. I was looking at her. She's talking. I like the way she talks. And I said, can we go on a walk? We went on a walk. I looked at her. Okay. All right. I'm telling you the fact. So that I will not be pastoring. Listen to what I'm saying. So I will not be pastoring and be suffering and smiling. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you, it is taking you time to realize that you can't marry a kind of person. You didn't believe it. That is true. I can't marry somebody I'm taller than. I can't marry somebody who is bigger than me. I can't marry somebody who is slim. I like to be able to handle. Never lose your virtue of sincerity. You saw her. You asked her out. She gave you her consent. Everything was going well. Later, you now say that, actually, I'm not attracted. We will flog you. For how many years? You are Ibaela or you are just knowing. And that girl too. Sometimes things happen that church does not know. You have slept with this girl. You have done many things. Both of you have gone far. Only you, it's between you and God for life. What you have done. You now want to leave her. To explain to who? You now want to go for another cha-cha. What a man sows, he will reap. He will reap. Don't spoil a girl's life only to abandon her. Do you understand what I'm saying? What a man sows, he will what? You can reap it or they do it for your daughter. It's the harvest. Don't say it's brutal. It's harvest. And harvest is brutal. There's no mercy in harvest. If you sow tomato, what will you reap? Tomato. I'll go for a new. Yeah. If you don't know what that means, just say amen. Number 9, which is something I've mentioned in passing, lack of trust for yourself. Can also be a cause of marriage phobia. People have seen themselves, look at their tendencies, are afraid and say, God, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm ready for this. Lack of trust yourself.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.